they're coming from Mexico, and they're either going to the Bering Sea to feed for the summer, or some of them just stop along the route. And it's not unusual for us to have a whale or two stopping by after herring spawn, but this year they seem to be here longer, and there's more of them. And then in the summer, we often have a few that are scattered throughout Sitka Sound.
Gray whales feed differently than humpbacks.
Well, they're a baleen whale, so they're similar, but they typically feed off the bottom. So they scrape, or kind of like a ocean vacuum cleaner. They also feed in the water column, which, like humpbacks do, but most people know gray whales as the ocean bottom feeders. That's primarily what they do up in the Bering Sea. There's a mat of benthic amphipods that they're feeding on.
Not unusual to see gray whales this time of year in Sitka, but every year people are always startled by how close they come into shore.
That's right. They do come really close to shore, and they feed right off the herring eggs on the kelp or that are on the rocks. And it's an amazing sight because you can just be within 10 feet of a gray whale standing on shore. So it's pretty cool.